All right. Thanks, Kels, and we're back with you here at the Bristol Bay High School in Naknek, Alaska, for the championship game of the 2010 Sockeye Classic, where at halftime it's all knotted up 31 between the New Halen Malamutes and our King Cove T-Jacks. And I have with me tonight head coach Whitney Christensen, the 27-year-old first-year head coach of the Manicotic Lynx. And we're going to ask her a couple of questions here. And she's standing by with us. They only have five players, as we mentioned earlier. And, Whitney, what are some of the challenges of only having five players on the roster?
Having five players has been definitely a challenge. We, you know, I have to remind the girls constantly that they need to pace themselves. Tons of times out trying to find the strategic time to plan those times out. Also, we've been dealing with a couple of ankle injuries, even just this early in the season, so we've played at least three quarters where we've only been able to play with four players.
All right, Whitney, and what is the team's record so far this season, and what are some of the goals that you have for the team?
So far this season, we actually lost twice to Cockanock, and then came back and beat them during the Sockeye tournament, and we lost to Dillingham Varsity the first day of the Sockeye, and then worked really hard and lost to the King Cove today. Some of the goals, just to really get the girls jazzed about the season, to keep their courage up and to get them excited for the next year's season.
All right, Whitney, I noticed that the Lynx roster has no seniors according to the program. Are there any other girls moving up to the high school team next season?
I'm actually really excited that we have no seniors. That means I'm not going to lose a single one of them. And we have three girls right now. The girls are practicing with the middle school. And so these eighth graders we have coming up, we have three that will be solid for next year, and it's great. And they're practicing with them, so they'll be right in line to come up and join the team next year.
And what do you feel are some of the strengths and weaknesses of the team this season so far?
The strengths, I would say the girls, they know each other. They've been playing together, you know, since they were little. They know each other. They kind of know how to fill each other. The weaknesses, definitely just injuries. We have two freshmen. One of them, this is her first year playing last. The other one played eighth grade last year. So I'm dealing with a little bit of inexperience. But, I mean, they're strong girls. They're comfortable with each other, and so that helps out a ton.
And last year, Whitney, you were the assistant coach for the Lynx, and this is your first year as head coach and your second year in Alaska after moving up from Idaho. What have been some of the challenges, or has it been a difficult transition for you moving from assistant coach to head coach?
You know, as far as, being the coach for these girls, I coach both this and volleyball, so I know the girls, so that really hasn't been a problem. But, man, being the head coach comes with challenges that I had no idea. It's not the same as coaching volleyball. Basketball, you've got to be in there 100%. And so it's been a challenge, and, you know, just trying to be as supportive as I can for the girls and not always knowing the right thing to say.
All right. Thank you so much, Whitney Christensen, head coach of the Manicotic Lynx. And they have only five players. Some of you may know 3 years ago the King Cove rookies made it to the state championship game and took on, I believe it was Nunamut, who had only five players, and they won the state championship game. 50 seconds before we open the second half, and now we have a team shout-out coming to you from the King Cove rookies. All right, girls, let's hear it.
Hey, it's Raylene. I want to say hi.
Happy birthday, Mom. It's Sunny Lou.
This is Donna. Hi, everybody.
Hey, this is Courtney. Can we come home? Hi.
This is Kelsey. I miss your mom and Wet.
Hi, this is Shay.
Hi, this is Bianca. Make me some food for when I get home.
Let's go, T-Jacks!
All right, and there's the team shout-out from your King Cove rookies as we're underway now with the second half. Had a turnover there by the Malamutes in the first possession. 7-5.